Welcome to the Therapeutic Food Solutions Podcast. I'm your host, Mary Mitchell. I'm an integrative nutrition health coach, therapeutic diet expert, and founder of The Road to Living Whole. There are many different diets out there. It's hard to know which one is right for you with your chronic illness and autoimmune disease. In this podcast, I'm going to share with you the foundational pieces every single therapeutic diet out there shares, and also how to use the best one for your particular diagnosis. If you've been looking for a meal planning partner, help navigating the complicated healthcare system, and want to feel better quickly, I'm your girl. Grab your kombucha and notebook. Let's dive in. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the podcast. I'm so excited for today's interview because it's a topic that I'm familiar with, but I'm not familiar with. I haven't really dug into the research. I know a little bit about it, and it's really just has to do with light energy and energy from the sun and the stars and how beneficial it is to our health. We know, or we should know, that sunlight is actually beneficial. It is not the bane of all evil that we've been taught that it is. And it's actually quite healing. And so I have Tom joining me today, and he is going to walk all of us, including me, through what he knows and what technology he has to help us harness the healing power of energy and the sun and the stars and all that his company is doing. I'm very excited for today's interview. So Tom, I'm going to hand the mic off to you, introduce us to you, your background, your story, and tell us all of the things.
First of all, thank you for such a effusive introduction. Thank you for the opportunity to speak to your audience. We're going to speak about scalar energy. My name's Tom Palladino. I work with scalar light, scalar energy instruments. Now, that's the energy that Tesla was working with later in his life. Nikola Tesla began his career with AC electricity, and then later he found scalar energy, what he called radiant energy, was a superior type of energy. So we're going to speak about specifically scalar energy and why this has such great promise for the world, for mankind, for humanity.
Awesome. Okay. Yeah, so tell us, how did you get started in this?
As a youngster, I was very curious. I read every book I could on Nikola Tesla. And I always had that mind to abstract, to take something abstract and to make it concrete. And that's what I've done throughout my career. So what Tesla was working with was indeed this non-physical energy. That's what I'm working with today, consciousness, or this divine energy that can be used and put to work. We can have some type of output with this energy. Tesla fired my imagination. Ever since then, I was hooked on this. At age 63, I'm still going, and I'm saying that this is the energy of the future.
That is really cool. So tell us about scalar light and how it works. Mostly, I would like to talk about how it works in regards to our health. What health benefits do we see with scalar light, and where is it found naturally? And, you know, how can we get it if we're not going to be able to be outside very much?
Scalar energy is from the sun and the stars. Behind myself here in the laboratory, this is a scalar energy instrument that behaves like a star. It's so powerful, this instrument can illuminate a light bulb. Now, that's the ambient energy that's being broadcast from my instrument. So this, to be clear, is not electricity, it's scalar energy. In particular, I've devised a technique utilizing this natural energy from the sun, the stars, this divine energy to improve what I call quantum health. Now, that is not biological health. So to be clear, I do not work with human biology. I work with force fields or aura or the energy field. How do I access a force field? Through a person's photograph. This is my photograph. When I work with people around the world, they email me a photograph. Why? Any photograph has a signature of light. Energy is attached to that photograph. When I place this photograph inside this instrument will find that light code, that light signature. That's the key to my work. And this can only be accomplished with a scalar energy instrument. You can't put your photograph in the refrigerator or a car and expect this to happen. No, because I have an instrument that creates a scalar energy environment. For instance, when I place my photograph inside the instrument, it's so powerful that it illuminates my chakras just as it illuminates this light bulb. So the energy going into that light bulb is the identical energy going into my seven chakras. My consciousness, if you will, is being animated. So this is the new way in which you can bilocate to my laboratory through your force field on a photograph. Now, I'm having a conversation with you by Zoom. You have bilocated to my laboratory through your computer, through my computer. Well, if we can bilocate through our computers, why can't you bilocate through a photograph? Well, the answer is you can. And that's possible in a scalar energy dimension. Now, again, scalar energy is not electricity. So what am I alluding to? This is quantum, in which you transcend time and space. We've heard that there is another dimension out there that space and time cannot provide any obstacle. We're above, we transcend time and space. Well, that's what you're doing with your photograph. You might be 1,000 miles away, but your photograph is your bilocated version. I don't work with you. I work with your quantum field or your bilocated person. You can be in two places at once, is what I'm saying. That's scalar. That's the quantum field.
It's so interesting, and I feel like I'm still trying to wrap my brain around like all that that is and how that works. And I think it comes from the fact that in our modern culture, we are very linear, and it's very, what's right in front of me right now. And I like on my brain, I'm not a, like I'm a former sign language interpreter, and I did like college interpreting. I would do physics and stuff, and my brain cannot wrap, like my brain does not understand how that works, but I know that it does. So I think it's just really, really cool. Can you explain what chakras are and why that would be maybe a healing modality for someone?
Everybody has seven chakras. They spin. Why? Because scalar energy spins. So a chakra is a spinning vortex of scalar energy. And that in and of itself is a point of light and a point of information. So all of my work is non-physical information. So the chakras, we have seven of them, are seven points of information. Why do they spin? Because scalar energy is a double helix and it spins. So now we're in the realm of consciousness, which is your chakras or your brain waves or your mind. We're leaving behind the brick and mortar, as I call it. This has nothing to do with the blood, the tissue of the human body. No, we're working with the aura. Everybody has an aura or a spirit or a soul or a consciousness. All of those terms I realize are abstract. They're non-physical. And that's the key to my work. We leave the physical plane behind, and we work on a higher plane of information, non-physical information. This is why I'm so excited about what we're doing. Every time I work with people, there's no biological consequence. There's no biochemical detox. I don't work with the physical body. There is no biochemical process. All of this is information. And information cannot harm you. Information can be directed. You can command information, and information will always carry out its desired effect. So the point is, my work is flawless because I work with an energy instrument that's downloading energy into the energy plane, and there's no human reasoning, and everything is divine action. This is not human reasoning. There is no human interpretation. This is energetic action. Energy is fundamental. The laws of science are fundamental. Those divine laws cannot be mutated. My work is flawless because I work with the laws of science.
I'm still just like completely blown away. So, I'm wondering what benefits could people experience from really harnessing this energy and being able to experience it, you know, thousands of miles away, maybe, like what could they experience? What can they expect to feel?
I'll let your audience draw the conclusion. Now, all of my work is vouchsafed by testimonies. The only way I can prove what I'm doing is a testimony. Why? This is a new science without a protocol. Nobody has my instrument. Nobody can measure the energy. Nobody's duplicated my results because nobody has my instrument. So there are no white papers. This is not medical science, but I'll let you draw the conclusion. Let me paint the story. That's a photograph to an HIV AIDS clinic. It's the Om Prakash HIV AIDS clinic in Delhi, India. I've worked with over 5,000 people by way of their photograph. I've never stepped foot in India, by the way. I've never been to India. So 5,000 people have sent their photograph to me. Now, what do? When I receive a photograph like this, I can download, if you will, the energy of the HIV virus. Let me explain. If I take a photograph of human immunodeficiency virus, HIV virus, and I place it side by side the photograph of the people, there's a download, a sharing of information. The information, the signature of HIV, finds its way into the quantum field of the people. Once the instrument, I always place these two photographs side by side one another in the instrument. Once those two quantum fields communicate, I can locate the signature of HIV in each person photograph, in each person. And I can eliminate that signal. I can bring to state of chaos the HIV virus. So in application, the two photographs are placed inside the instrument side by side, always light. Light communicates, light instructs. There's no human reasoning. The light of HIV is imparted upon the people. Light meets light. Light introduces light. The light of HIV communicates with the light of the people. This instrument is designed to look for the light, the signature of HIV, and bring it to a state of chaos. That happens in this local environment of light. It's a sharing of light. So what's the upshot? After I've worked with these people in Delhi, India, some of them had a follow-up PCR test. That's one of the PCR tests.
HIV virus not detected.
This is from the Om Prakash Clinic. Again, I've never met these people. Most of the people I never meet because I only work with by way of email photographs. But according to these people in Delhi, India, they no longer have a viral load for HIV. That begs a definition. That demands an answer. Why? Why is it that everybody I've worked with around the world, whether it's HIV or here's one for herpes, there's no viral load for herpes? Why? What's going on? What is this process all about? How can I achieve that? Working with photographs only. Well, that's the new science that I'm introducing to the world. A technique, a protocol that I've developed, it's never been duplicated. I don't expect anybody to duplicate it. My work is unprecedented. So how do I get the information out there? How do I tell people that we have so many testimonies from around the world that people are telling us that they feel better simply by virtue of the fact that they submitted a photograph to us? This is a grassroots movement. Those of you who are listening to this, if you've ever wanted to be a part of a grassroots movement, this is it. Because we're at square one. We're at the first step here. We're not even into chapter one yet.
Yeah.
Why is it grassroots? Well, I'm the inventor. I discovered this technique. I'm the only one promulgating this. I don't align myself with any entity. I just work with people.
Yeah. Which is beautiful. It also, again, in today's American culture, it makes for a lot of skepticism. I mean, people don't even believe actual scientific studies anymore. They just go off of feelings, right? So it's like you have nothing to lose and everything to gain, right? And so I guess my question then is, if this is all natural and you're harnessing it, you're saying that it comes from the sun and the stars. What's the difference between you? I mean, obviously, you know, if you're harnessing that, can the sun, does the sun have that same healing quality if that's what you were harnessing?
Yes, but it's not directed. See, with this instrument, I can take a photograph of a microbe, and then the instrument will interpret that microbe. Or, there's a process I haven't shared yet, I can take a magnified photograph of a vitamin, and I can download the information of riboflavin into my quantum field through a photograph. So I work with magnified photographs of vitamins or minerals. The instrument always, the energy, I should say, always picks up the signature of riboflavin and then reproduces riboflavin in my quantum field. So if you will, if you have a Xerox machine and you put a piece of paper in a Xerox machine and you can photocopy, right, a piece of paper, a document, then I can scalarize, I can scalar copy a nutrient into the quantum field. This is my copy machine. This is my Xerox machine. If you can do it with a copy machine, you can do it with a scalar energy instrument.
And so what does that do? Does that help the body absorb it from food? Does it help it produce it? Like what, how do you believe that that works?
How do I believe? Only by the testimonies. People say that their skin is clearer. Their skin is more supple. Many people say that their fingernails finally are strong. Their fingernails do not chip, or they don't have, if you will, compromised fingernails. Their hair does not have split ends. People say that they have a greater sense of mobility. They're not less inflammation. Others will simply say that their digestion is improved. Some people say that the chakra balancing improves their sleep pattern, and it allows them to have a dream recall, to have deep dreams and even a dream recall of what they're dreaming. Others say that this makes them happy. Some people say that they no longer have the symptoms of certain viral or bacterial diseases. Now, all of this is an open-ended question. Why? This has never been done before. No. Did you ever send your photograph to a chiropractor? No. This is a new science. We can bilocate to a scalar energy laboratory through a photograph. Now, this gives notion to the fact that there is a holographic universe. That's right. There's a universe that another energy spectrum that transcends time and space. That's right. No matter how old a person photograph is, it always reports their immediate constitution. This photograph could be 3 years old, but it will report my blood type, my heartbeat, my blood pressure today on the photograph. So I transcend time and space. Obviously, the photograph inside my laboratory, a person, their aura could be 1,000 miles away, but their aura is captured on the photograph. And the photograph could be 20 years old, but the photograph is always in the real time, in the present moment. So I've already proven through this instrument that people transcend time and space. They bilocate to me, and time and space are not an obstacle. We can overcome time and space. Those of you who always wanted the fifth dimension or always wanted to see some interdimensional travel, this is it. People travel interdimensionally to my laboratory through their photograph every day, whether it's one person or 100 people or 1 million people can travel to my laboratory in that interdimensional dimension.
It's so fascinating, but I like from like the little that I know about the healing power of sun and light, it makes sense, right? Like it's mind blowing, but it makes sense. What I think is like really just blowing my mind is that like you can target that energy. It's not just a healing force in general, but you can literally say, okay, you're struggling with herpes or HIV or, you know, some other virus or, you know, a chronic nutritional deficiency, and you're able to help using energy, help the body regulate itself. And help the immune system do its job, right? And get rid of the viral load or whatever the person is, or get something out of the way. It just helps the body find homeostasis because we're not supposed to be in a disease state.
We're not supposed to be overcome by viruses or parasites or bacteria or things like that. So it's almost like harnessing energy to help the body regulate itself and function at its optimal capacity.
Yes, thank you. That's what energy is. Energy is fundamental. Right? Energy follows those immutable laws of science. Okay, so if energy is fundamental and nothing can obstruct energy, if we have a download of energy, then we have homeostasis. Nothing can interrupt with that scalar wave. Perfect scalar energy will produce perfect health, will produce homeostasis. I believe if you live in a 100% scalar energy force field, you cannot experience disease or death. There is no time. Disease is impossible in a scalar energy force field.
So interesting. And this, I mean, you know, Nikola Tesla was so far ahead of his time, as you are now, you know, replicating that. And I think we limit ourselves, right? We limit ourselves to what we think we know. Not a lot of people are willing to kind of step out in faith and explore things that haven't been explored, really. And I think it goes a lot to, it says a lot that you are willing to go where nobody has gone before. You know, I mean, Nikola Tesla has, but you're willing to trust and take a leap of faith in what he was learning and take it further and then also use it to benefit mankind, which we know is hard because there's not money in that, right? Like there, you can't make billions and billions of dollars off of healthy people, you know, and we know that the modern medical model and the modern pharmacological model is all really profit driven. You know, the goal is, yeah, to help people just enough to have lifelong customers, but not enough to actually help them heal themselves. And this is actually going way beyond that, which, you know, and then we think about, okay, we think about health, but then we think about environmental, you know, concerns. And everybody's like, oh, you know, we need solar and we need wind, but the solar is killing animals in the desert and roasting them, and wind is killing birds. And like, there's no like clean energy, and then we have it, but it's not going to make people money, you know? And it's just, I think it just says a lot to the fact that that's what matters more than health and vibrancy and people being independent. It's just crazy to me.
It is. It's a mixed up world. You're absolutely right. But if you're in the health field, you want to help people. It's not about making money. And I'm going to shy away from making any blanket statements, but suffice to say, are you in this for the right reason? What's the point? What am I trying to bring forward here? Not only does this have applications to quantum health, but eventually, if we listen to Tesla, we should have, our homes should have been powered by scalar energy. You know, if I can illuminate a light bulb locally, then why can't it, why not 1,000 miles away? Eventually, we're going to get to that point. And I ask the audience to join us in this pursuit. We are going to change the world. Scalar energy is going to change the way we live. It's just a matter of time before people see this, to understand this. Thanks for sharing this with your audience. What I've shown the audience today is a scalar energy laboratory. I'll show the instrument. I'll move my screen. This is the instrument. There's no moving parts because scalar energy is non-physical action. It moves on its own. The action is from the sun and the stars. You don't have to create a motor or a rotator. No, the action, the motion is from scalar energy itself.
So it's all around us all of the time.
All the time. We just have to really realize that it's there. This is what Tesla did. He built two scalar energy towers, one in Colorado Springs and one in Long Island, New York, and he was demonstrating free energy. But the Rockefellers did not like that. The Rockefellers wanted to make money off of this. So the powers that be at that time never financed them. They never served to to promote his work, their media stations actually began a smear campaign against him.
Sounds familiar.
Yes, yes, it does. So here we are now, 100, 125 years later, and we're going to overcome these obstacles finally. And we're going to introduce to the world this technology, how this can benefit the world, how it's so simple. Bear in mind, when I'm working with a photograph of a person, now consider this, I simply tap into the energy field, what some people might call consciousness or zero point energy field. I don't need satellites. There's no cell phone towers. There's no electrical wires. There's no substation. There's no transformers. It's simply you can contact anything in the world through the aura, through the force field that pre-exists. So we're working with pre-existing force fields. You don't even need an infrastructure. So it's free energy from the sun and the stars. The infrastructure is free. You don't need satellites. It's painless. Why? It's information. It can't produce any chemical detox. Information from the stars does not produce any biochemical reaction. It's a win, 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 win prospect.
Until you look at money. But it's a win for humanity, a win for the environment. And it would completely revolutionize culture, really, and health. So it will completely transform the way we know the world to be for the better. And it's just so crazy to think that there are people who would fight this. But thankfully, thanks to modern social media, basically, and podcasts and YouTube and videos and all that, we are able to spread the word and let people know that it's even a possibility. I think one of the things that I'm still learning about health. I mean, health and wellness is still it's a new and an old science, right? We overcomplicate it, but we also want to understand how things work. That's just kind of human nature. We want to understand. It's always amazing to me how simple it can be to heal the body. And really, it's just about giving the body what it needs and it does the rest.
Right.
And really, I feel like the more I learn is that applies to everything, right? Like it really applies to everything. And what you've demonstrated today is that it really truly does. It's not limited to just the body functioning, but the world as a whole. Like if we remove the things that hinder it, it thrives and it's sustainable and it's beautiful and painless. And it's just so crazy to me how wonderful it is and how far removed we are from nature and allowing and trusting it and allowing it to do its job, really.
I agree. And bravo to that. I am working with nature. Again, there's no human reasoning with this energy. The energy functions on its own. I follow the immutable laws of science. There's no pollution. There's no carbon footprint. It's easy. It's simple. It's painless. It's safe. What's the drawback? There is no drawback. Why isn't this being highlighted by every university, by every college in the world? Because there's no money in it. That's why. Yeah.
And so I guess I do have a question. I don't even know if you have an answer to it yet. How do you envision it becoming the future and how we do produce energy? Like, what is your vision for that? What path do you see for that? What steps are you even taking now, and how can people support you in that?
I appreciate that. As far as quantum healing, visit our website. We give away 15 days of free sessions. That way you can prove it to your family and friends, and please share that on social media. Then step two is, once we get into energy production, we have to start with of small communities in which we can demonstrate that this energy is free and this energy can power a home, or at least provide some type of lighting for the home. And once it catches on in community after community, then it will grow and people will demand it. We're still at what I call chapter one. Chapter one is introduction. And keep in mind, I'm one researcher, so I need help. So whatever you can do, any of you who are listening to this podcast, if you can help us, just reach out to us. This is a grassroots movement. If you've ever wanted to change the world and be on the ground floor of a grassroots movement, this is it.
Awesome. And I will make sure to put all of your contact information in the website and, you know, that gift you're giving listeners in the show notes so that people can reach out and experience this for themselves. Because I feel like that's going to be the way is to experience it. And because, and then once you experience it, you tell people. And then knowing that it's even an option to be like, hey, I want to live in a community. I want to be a test subject. I want to see if you can like light up my vacation home or whatever. You know, just knowing that that's what's coming down the road, people can prepare and stay in contact. And do you have like a newsletter or anything?
Visit our website and just sign up. And we do give out newsletters periodically. The key is to read our articles on our website. That details my approach and details my 50 years of research. Read the 4,000 testimonies on the website in which people say that they no longer have viral loads for viruses, and read the testimonies of people who say that they're happier and that the nutrient program has helped them. But most of all, get involved. At least send in your photograph. We'll treat you for free for 15 days. Take me up on the offer. By the way, include your pets. Your pets are a really good indication of how this works. You know, a dog or a cat is a pretty good example of quantum health for somebody who's not aware that they're being treated.
Awesome. Well, absolutely. Thank you again for coming on and sharing. I feel like we just like scratched the surface of what you have going on, but I'm still wrapping my head around it all. And I feel like I'm going to be for a while. So I'm just so honored that you came on today and you're sharing what your research and what you're learning and what you're doing with everybody. Of my audience.
My honor. Thank you so much for your effort. God bless you.
Thank you so much for hanging out with me today. If you found this episode helpful, would you do me a favor and help others find it by leaving a review, sharing a screenshot on social media, or sharing the link with a friend? By you sharing what you've learned, others are able to find this podcast and join our community. Be sure to check out my website, www.roadtolivingwhole.com, for over 160 delicious recipes, a variety of meal plans, and a blog packed full of even more healthy living tips. If you'd like to learn more about how to work with me as your coach, you can schedule a free consult through www.roadtolivingwhole.com/health-coaching/. Until next time, friend. Bye.